Okay, I told you that I found out that the Hebrew word for the golden tree was Ormus. In Holy Blood, Holy Grail, the Ordo Redacción, their first name was Ormus, or Ormuz. That's what their first name was. It stands for the golden tree. Okay, in Holy Blood, Holy Grail, they also talk about the family. The family is actually the Davidic bloodline, and it originates from the covenant made with David that he and his descendants would be kings forever. That's why Christ supposedly had to be of the Davidic bloodline. Okay? But what this shows you is the families that they've traced over there in Europe, they're actually those who rule by divine right, which means they're a descendant of David, where they can show their lineage came from David through Joseph Arimathea and his daughter Anne the Jew, which is where the Duran-Jew family came from. Anyway, the Duran-Jews come down, they split into the De Lorraines and the De Guises. And the De Guises come on down to Henri de Guise through Marie de Guise, Mary Queen of Scots, but anyway, it comes on down like this. My cousin joined the Mormon Church, and we find out that my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was Hannah de Guise, daughter of Christopher de Guise, brother of Father Charles de Guise, who is this guy right here. Now, you begin to realize that something's going on here. Something is, you know, you feel like candid cameras is setting you up or something. Since 1982, I just could not let go of the subject. It's something I had to do. You know, I've spent a total of $8.7 million now over the course of this program getting all this information. My banker told me I had to let it go in 1982, and I said, I can't. It's something. They said, well, Dave, it's esoteric. And I said, I can't let go. It's something I got to do. And then to find out this information, I mean, you just say, well, it obviously is not something that is for me to contest or to argue or to promote. There it is. There are millions of people out here that are probably of this bloodline. But what I ask myself is, why now? Why when Nostradamus worked for the De Guise family? Because he knew a descendant of this family would be the one who should be the one who plants the golden tree of life. And he prophesied by the year 1999, the occult gold will be known to science. You know, you just sit there and scratch your head and say, gosh, you know, we just wait and see, won't we? Last reference here. The Book of Knowledge, the Keys of Enoch. How many people know this book? Yeah, this is an alert group. Yeah. Okay, this is on page 141. He showed me a family eating manna, the food of light, glowing within the home. Manna, the food of light. Okay, let's go to the next reference. Now, I have to tell you people, you know, in my work, we first used the medicine. And we worked with dogs, and we worked with HIV, and we worked with cancer, and we worked with all the standard materials. But, you know, obviously this is not a medicine. If what this material is to enlighten and raise man's consciousness. So after we had seen and proved the effects here, we decided, well, let's go to see what happens in the body. How much, how long, what's going to happen? So we went to 500 milligrams. And the reason we came up with 500 milligrams is we actually took it from the ancient Vedic text. The ancient Vedic text says this is what you give to someone to get rid of any problems, any illnesses they got. And they said that you take 250 milligrams. So we said, well, we're giving rhodium and iridium, so let's make it 500. Well, 250 of each. So we gave 500 milligrams to find out what would happen. And we decided, well, let's have the guy fast for 40 days. So he fasted for 9 days with nothing but water. He did a high colonic. Then he took this material at 500 milligrams for the next 40 days. Now, what happened to him is after about 4 or 5 days, he begins to hear